So begin by making yourself comfortable, either lying in bed or sitting in a comfortable chair. And take a nice deep breath in through your nose, hold it for a moment, and then release the breath through your mouth, feeling the relaxation starting to flow through you. And as you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the cushion or pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on that cushion or pillow, knowing that it will support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that chair or bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fiber of your being, as you just relax back into that chair or bed, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds inside the room, the sounds outside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they just comfortably remind you the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders, ease off those muscles in your back, down your spine, down through your pelvis, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, and your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease. Drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, with every word I speak, you can just let go. And as you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I'd like you to imagine something for me. You are standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home, somewhere you've been or somewhere you've seen in a film or on television. Or perhaps it's somewhere new, a place you're creating all for yourself right now. And you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you will find yourself relaxing more and more, and with every number I count, you can just let go of any stress and tension and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the steps is a short corridor that leads to a door. A door to a very special place. A room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room, you can feel just exactly as you'd want to feel here today. Relaxed, refreshed, and perfectly at ease. And to find this space, this place, all you need to do is just make your way slowly down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number. Drifting deeper now. My voice following as I count. 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more. Every step down taking you closer to that room inside. 2. 9. Stepping down to 8. Perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7. And there's a handrail, strong and solid on the wall alongside you, worn smooth by years of use. and you realize that you've been down this stairway many, many times, and that this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed to gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And 6. There's a picture on the wall beside you, a picture that inspires you as you watch it forming. And I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence. Somewhere special you've been, or somewhere you know. Or perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength that comes to you directly, deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in this process as you take another step down to 5. That's it. Halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down to 4, and then drifting down from 4 to 3, almost as if you're walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore, floating on down from 3 to 2, every muscle just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway, and you can see the door at the end, as you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside, a place you know already exists. You're just finding it for yourself again now, as you step down from 2 to 1. Almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating down that final step from 1 to 0. And you can relax your shoulders, every muscle, every fibre of your being, perfectly at ease. And you make your way along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the success you've already achieved in your life. Certificates, smiling faces of friends and family and loved ones. And as you walk down along that corridor, you walk past the grandfather clock, an old antique grandfather clock, and you can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment in which all is real. And you can choose to place your mind in that space. Now, that's it. As you watch the hands slowly moving around the face, realizing that although they've been round so many times, every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, for weeks, months, years, decades and centuries, those hands can only tell you of the very moment in which you truly exist. Now. Because the past is gone. And gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. And yet you understand that the wonderful truth is we don't have to change the past. You've coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future. The future's just a dream. A dream that you can colour with bright, clear possibility. You can choose to imagine your future just as you'd wish it to be. You can fill it with joy and happiness, and all the success that you truly deserve. And it all begins in this very moment where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As the pendulum swings back and forth deep inside, back and forth, back and forth, you catch a reflection and notice that something has changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it's that you're standing more confidently, or that there's a smile on your face or happiness in your eyes, a joy radiating from you that you can witness in that reflection of yourself now. This inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself and how you'll find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room you can imagine and create and rehearse and be the person you seek to be, the person you truly are. Before you open that door, you study it and catch its every detail. You notice whether it's hinged on the left or the right, its size, its shape, its colour, texture, design. Will it open towards you or away? Will it creak or glide open? Is it light or heavy, old or new? And you see the handle. And before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket or around your neck on a length of string? Or is it already in your hand? An old ornate brass key that's cool to the touch but warming as you hold it in your hand. Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never locked to you. This room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is just simply remember that it exists deep inside you, right now. To open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks that door. As you find yourself stepping through into a room that is just exactly as you choose it to be, all around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in this positive future that you create for yourself. Each day you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here, now, for you to tap into and enjoy. I want to remind you that your life can be fun, and every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. And you may of course wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality. And the way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. Whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around, and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. Withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself. As though what you've been always seeking has somehow always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life, free from problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point, from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available and will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world, so isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world, and the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village." And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome. And they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. When they got up in the morning, the stranger had left and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they'd pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming. The birds no longer sang and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating making this painting. They all got so absorbed in this painting, and it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," and they realized the sky had become blue again, the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. You can recognize now that your first priority is to yourself. You can understand that when you are feeling relaxed and calm, you can function in a much more streamlined and efficient manner. And those situations which will have been a source of irritation and upset for you in the past can be seen in a whole new way. You know that when you're relaxed and calm, you find it easy to deal with those situations which require your attention. Because when you are relaxed and calm, you intuitively know exactly how to deal with any given situation to arrive at the absolute best result possible for all concerned. And it might be that sometimes you will need to say no. Sometimes you will need to be clear about your personal boundaries, clear about your own needs, remembering and being comfortable in the knowledge that your first priority has always to be to yourself. And we can forget about thinking this is selfish, because when you take care of yourself, you feel good, and when you feel good, then you have ample resources left to care for others. So you can see now, taking care of yourself is actually the selfless thing to do. You'll benefit immensely from recognizing that by taking care of yourself first, by meeting your own needs for yourself as your priority, you are able to be more available for others when you wish to be. By meeting your own needs, you will even discover that the needs of those around you actually begin to change. Your world begins to change for the better. When you feel empowered, you are an inspiration to those around you, to those you love, who see how empowered you are, how self-sustaining you've become, and you will be helping them merely by your presence. As an example, helping them to recognize those positive qualities you embody within themselves, inspiring them towards their own empowerment with your relaxed and positive approach to life. You are now empowering yourself to recognize and listen to that intuition which guides you safely through your life, and to be decisive and strong about following your heart when you need to stay firm. We cannot afford to send mixed messages to ourselves. When you are aware of the correct course of action to be taken, when you are aware of the response which carries the highest gain, then you find that you become strongly aware of that part of you which is able to stand firm, to be decisive and consistent, that part of you which knows how to say no and feel okay with saying no. And by now fully recognizing this, You can allow yourself to be comfortable with saying no when you need to. You will know when that is the course of action which is required, intuitively. You will know when you need to state your personal boundaries, and you will feel calm and confident in doing so. No hint of emotionality, just a clear statement of your intentions and needs, delivered so confidently that nobody even questions your place, and you yourself feel quite comfortable with your position. What others might think is their own decision, but this will not concern you in the slightest. You will have acted in your fullest integrity. You will have been true to yourself. You are able to let others know where your boundaries are, and you'll be surprised by how swiftly people will respond to your newfound sense of positivity and strength. You will be surprised to find that people actually admire and respect your focus and effortless command of your own boundaries. And you are surprised yourself at how effortlessly you're able to hold that center space, feeling good about resurrecting your personal space, relieved that you've finally taken back control. You can feel proud of that. You can feel proud of yourself that you have recognized the need to put yourself first again. Perhaps negative beliefs and programming have kept you feeling disempowered in the past, but you are now waking up to the fact that your personal boundaries must be erected and maintained in order for you to be able to walk forward positively. You'll be loved no less for it. You are taking back control, and when you are in control, you can be relaxed. And when you are relaxed, you are in control. Then you are able to stand firm in your own circle, and those around you must respect that. These are the rules of the game. When we take back our power, then those around us must adjust, must respect our decisions and our boundaries, and we can be sure that they will adjust, that they do adjust, and in the long term, you'll find that those old patterns will have slipped away into the past, almost without anyone noticing. Adjustments will be made, and everyone will be better for them. When we look clearly, we can see that these changes are necessary for everyone's benefit. We know that children will continue to take from us if we continue to give. Children are easily spoilt. When a child is allowed to take endlessly, that child will not learn the value of that which is given. They will take everything around them for granted. They will become greedy, ungrateful, expectant. When we tell a child they are no longer allowed to take endlessly, we can expect that the child will throw tantrums and stamp their feet. But if we stand firm, if we refuse to involve ourselves in the drama, then we send the message to the child that we are unshakable, that they will not have their own way, no matter what. And when we are absolutely clear about this, then the child will sense this and will realize that they will have to make the adjustment, that there is nothing to be gained by throwing any further tantrums. We can see that all the while we've been responding to their tantrums in the past. We have encouraged further tantrums. We have validated that child's response as okay, as acceptable, even though it's a way of getting what they want. And though it may have seemed that we were doing the right thing by giving in, though it made us feel as though we were being kind, we must see a wider picture. We must be aware that what they want and what they need are two different things. And if we give the child what they need, then in time, they will come to value that response from us. They will be able to see, in hindsight, that what they needed was clarity, consistency, boundaries, rules, all of which help them to learn self-discipline, all of which help them to understand the value of those things which they'd previously taken for granted. We can see then that sometimes we really do have to be cruel to be kind, that sometimes the selfless act is what is needed rather than what is demanded. Now that you're fully aware of this dynamic in your interaction with others, you will now feel inspired, decisive and confident that you are quite able to take control of those situations which have left you feeling disempowered in the past. Already you've made the decision to implement this knowledge into your life and to follow more closely your intuition, your heart. You can see yourself now, standing in your own space, empowered, feeling confident, feeling strong, in control, and fully aware that this is not only empowering for you, it's also empowering for those around you too. And you can see how much healthier you're looking now, filled with vitality, full of colour and much more relaxed, feeling really good, calm, centred, in control, once again back in your power, once again honouring yourself. And it feels good to be back. Now each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent and confident. You are your own person. And from now on, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism, armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday is gone, and with it, it's gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then, that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? Now if it's time for you to go to sleep, you can just let yourself drift off to sleep, and tomorrow you will awake feeling refreshed, relaxed, revitalized and energized in every essence of your being. You'll take all the positivity with you through the week ahead. So now, just allow yourself to drift off to sleep, enjoying the music as it fades away. If it's not sleep time, in a moment you'll be able to open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, revitalized and energized in every essence of your being.